Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Here we go, y'all. Take a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah. It's a simple song.
Tonight, to God be the glory. I want to thank all you champions in Christ that came on tonight. Amen. All you faithful listeners and followers tonight, to God be the glory. We praise God for this blog. And we thank you for joining us once again. Amen. We're going to jump right into the word of God tonight. But I just want to encourage somebody that a change is coming. Do you believe that you have a change coming? Good God Almighty, there is a change. Hallelujah. And you're going to initiate that change. To God be the glory. Tonight, glory be to God. We're going to take a small cluster of scripture out of the book of Genesis, chapter 19. Glory to God. It's just a small portion out of the book of Genesis, chapter 19. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to look as I draw your attention to the 22nd verse. And the Bible declares, haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou hast come hither. Haste thee, escape thither. For I cannot do anything until thou hast come hither. Those are the words of our living God. And if I could just title tonight, I want to say, love won't let me wait. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Love won't let me wait. Hey, man, some of you that follow know that sometimes God deals with me from old school R&B rhythm and blues titles. And this one came across my spirit. I understand now, glory to God, what I understand what Major Harris meant then. Glory be to God. I understand, glory to God. Praise God, callers, you got to come to the other line. Glory to God. I think Facebook can get MTI and Facebook mixed. To God be the glory. But I understand what Major Harris meant when he talked about love won't let me wait. Glory to God. He was talking about a loved one. He was talking about the intimacy that caused him to have an emotional and physical desire to be in her presence. I understand what he meant. But when I look at God, the word of God declares that God is love. God is love. So when they say love won't let me wait, they're talking about a timing and the will of God that God has for his people to arrive. Glory to God. He doesn't let us come anytime we feel like coming. Hallelujah to God. He has a set time, glory to God, for you and I to arrive. Glory to God. And his desire is that we not linger and take our time to arrive. He said that it won't let him wait. Meaning that, glory be to God, the timing that he has set, the time that he has desire for you and I to arrive at a place, glory to God, is a time that he desires. Well, you look on the other side, and if it's a 50-50 relationship, you would feel the same way about God. You would say the love that you have for God won't let you wait. Oh, I'm just laying some foundation today. We're going to go into the word. But the love that you have for God, it won't allow you to linger around. It won't allow you to be slowful. David said, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Love won't let me wait.
Do y'all hear me today? Glory to God. It's the love that you have for God that is going to drive you to the next place in God. It's the love that he has for you that he's going to bid you to come. We're going to look at a man of God in the Bible by the name of Lot. Glory to God. Chapter 19. And I'm going to draw your attention, glory to God, to verse 12. Y'all know the story. Y'all know the stories how the angels came in that night. Glory to God. You know how the men banged on the door, good God Almighty, and it was the last straw, and God, Halabashanda, said he was going to move upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, the next morning, glory to God, verse 12 said that the men said to Lot, haste thou here. He said, hast thou here any brothers, any son-in-laws, any daughters-in-laws? He said, have you anyone here besides your sons-in-laws and your sons that married your daughters? He says, wherefore thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. Bring them out. And I want to let you know, glory to God, he says, for we will destroy this place because of the cry of them. It's waxing great before the face of the Lord. What's so strange here today, people of God? It wasn't Sodom and Gomorrah that had this cry going up before God. God was not upset because of the city, Sodom and Gomorrah. He was upset because of the people in the city. Oh, come on, somebody. See, the city wasn't crying out before God. The city wasn't the disdain that God was receiving. It was the people in the city. And he told them, glory be to God, get them out of this city. Do you have anything else in this city? Do you have anybody in this city? And God will send a man of God to the city, glory to God, to gather up whom he desires to take to the next place. Make sure that, glory be to God, you're moving with the move. Oh, there's a move of God going on. And God sent Lot to the city, and the men of God came and told him, them start moving. How about Sia? Are you a part of a move of God? Are you a part of tradition of God, religion of God? I want to encourage you today that if you're in a city and all you're doing is playing religious activities, if you're in a part of the city and all you're doing is traditional things, glory be to God, if God connects you to a move of God, then glory be to God, you ought to get moving inside of the move. I'm not telling anybody to be disobedient. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, go to your leader, good God Almighty, and let them understand what you hear in your spirit. And if they say you can't go because they dance too much over there, you can't visit because they shout too much over there, you can't visit, come on somebody, because of the statue, criteria, the plateau of the people, then you know that that's just a stagnated move. How about Sia? You don't want to be a part of a stagnated move of God. Good God Almighty. And God has a move going on. Good God Almighty, I declare and decree unto you, your blessing is in the move of God. I got to move on. They told him, get them out of the city, for we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord have sent us to destroy it. Good God Almighty, let me tell you, God will send somebody. Hallelujah. God always has somebody that will go. Good God. And he'll equip you to go. Good God. And he sent them to destroy it. Good God Almighty. Lot went out. He went out. He spoke to his son-in-laws, which married his daughters. You know, he said unto them, get you up out of this place. Hallelujah. God do not want you in the same place. Love will not let him wait. And love shouldn't let you wait. He said, get up out of this place. They were dug deep into the city of Sodom and Gomorrah and its activities. They had the grace to get out. God will give you grace and connect you with the move of God if you desire to go. He went to the sons. He said, get thee up. Get out of this place. Hallelujah. For the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as if one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. What they mean by that, his sons-in-laws, if I could put it in this term, was saying, you're not God. What you mean they're going to destroy this city? You act like you God. See, they thought he was mocking God. But God will send somebody to speak for him. Somebody say amen, champion. Good God Almighty. And when you're speaking for God, you'll find people to say things like, oh, you ain't the only one God speak through. Who you think you is? You can't judge me. See, because they think you're mocking God. Ha-ha. Rather than recognizing. Ha-ha. It's a move of God. And I want to tell one of you champions, you let somebody know, no, I'm not God, but I speak for him. Don't you be ashamed to tell somebody you speak for God. We are workers together with him in the vineyard. Good God Almighty. And if the Holy Ghost is leading you to say it, you are speaking for the Holy Ghost, and they shall be held accountable. Love won't let me wait. Come on, somebody. We're going to get to the part where God wants you to get, to the next level. He's waiting. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for me. Good God Almighty. Do you have the desire? Do you have the love that will cause you to hasten to him to get to the next level, to trust him, to step out on him? Glory be to God. It's love and the desire for him. How about, yeah. It's going to get you to the next level. Son-in-laws said that he seemed like somebody mocking. They didn't pay him any attention because they thought he was being overly representing God. So they paid him no attention. Somebody may not hear you now. Hallelujah. But they'll hear you later. The Bible declares, verse 15, that when the morning arose, that the angels came and they hastened Lot. It's something in his spirit that got in a hurry. God will send a messenger to you to get you in a hurry for God. To get you to recognize time is running out. Hallelujah. To get you to recognize you must do the work while it's day. For the night cometh when no man can work. Glory to God. He'll send a messenger to hasten us. To let us understand we're taking too long in the place where we're at. They hasten Lot saying, arise, take your wife. Thy two daughters, which are here. Nobody else heard the call. Sometimes you got to take who's there. You can't go around trying to gather up the whole city when they think you mocking. You can't try to gather up the whole city when they don't believe in you. You can't gather up the whole city, glory be to God, when they not in a hurry for God. You got to take those that are here. Ah, somebody cut that one. He said, and those daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. People of God, you cannot linger around iniquity out it weakening you. Mm-hmm. You can't stay around sin without it overtaking you. Yes, God will send us in to annihilate some things. Send us in to pray over some things. Y'all ain't talking to me. Send us in to handle some things, but God is going to bring you out. Yes, Jesus ate with sinners and drank with wine, bibulous, but guess what? He retreated to Capernaum. Every time he did a miracle, he went back to Capernaum. He had to go back to the place to get recharged. You can't linger, habasia, in sin and not think it'll affect you. I don't know. They tell me that if you lay down with fleas, see, I can't testify that. I never did. But I heard that if you lay down with fleas, with dogs, see, I don't know the terminology, that you get up with fleas. I don't know how it go, but I heard about it. They said birds of a feather flock together. I understand the terminology, because if that wasn't what you loved, glory be to God, y'all don't hear me, you would not retreat to that. If God is what you love today, then love won't let you wait. How about love will have you to get up in the morning? How about seeking the face of Jesus? Love will have you calling on the name of Jesus. Love will have you in your word all that you can. Love will have you, come on somebody, love won't let you wait. It'll call you to them. You can't be in love with something and not want to be drawn to it. I know that the people of the world say that absence makes the heart grows fonder. Well, I can understand that a little bit. But love won't let absence stay long. You're not going to stay away from God. You're not going to stay away from the one you love. You're not going to stay away from the one you desire, because it will draw you. He says, love won't let me wait. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, get out of here. Because I am going to destroy this city. And unless, if you stay, the iniquity of the city will consume you. Now, verse 16 says, while he lingered. And I want to let you champions know today, he didn't linger for what was going on there. He didn't linger because he was a part of what was going on there. He was lingering. He was staying because he has the heart of God. He has the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And he waited, hallelujah, to see if somebody repented. He waited to see if God was pouring grace on somebody else to pull out with him. He waited and lingered, and perhaps the son-in-laws was going to repent. How about C.A.? Perhaps somebody else, his neighbor, somebody had a heart for God. And he lingered. But while he lingered, the men laid hold on his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. Do you know that God will grab you by the hand to get you to the next level? Hallelujah. He knows if you're lingering around, hallelujah, for a reason, hallelujah, a godly reason, God will grab you by the hand and pull you up to the next level. Anybody want to go with him? Hallelujah. Anybody need a hand from God? Huh? He'll help you up to the next level. All you got to do, Sadabasindia, is reach out your hand in the spirit. God will grab it right now. Hallelujah. He'll lead you right now. Hallelujah. He'll hold your hand right now. He'll comfort you right now. He'll bring you forward to the love you desire. Hallelujah, somebody. Love wouldn't let him wait. But while he lingered, the man laid hold. And the Lord, being merciful unto him, brought them forth, set them without the city to a place of safety. Somebody going through right now, and you need a hand from God. Somebody don't know where to go, and you need a hand from God. Somebody need to be brought to safety, and they need a hand from God. Hallelujah. God will bring you to a safe place. Hallelujah. He'll bring you to safety. He brought them without the city to a place of safety. And the Bible declares that it came to pass when they brought them forth abroad that he said unto them, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. I said escape for your life. Look not behind thee. Can I park right there? Good God Almighty, when you escape a situation, when you escape what you've been going through, when you escape your past, good God, you got to run for your life. Come on, champion, say, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, why are you running so fast? What's the matter with thee? Just tell them you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you're running for your life. Oh, come on. That's an old school proclamation. Are you running today, champion? Or are you sitting by the wayside, still waiting for a move? How about that? Some people wait 38 years. Some people wait on the roadside and get called up higher. Oh, it's all happened before, but are you waiting or running? I'm talking to the ones who hunger today. I'm talking to those God chases today. I'm talking to the ones who feel like love won't let me wait. I'm not sitting by the pool 38 years. I'm not sitting on the roadside up in a tree. I'm not waiting for God to come through the multitude to touch to him. I'm running. Do I got anybody running today? How about Tinda? Anybody in a hurry for God? Well, he said, escape for that life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. What God was saying, escaping a situation and staying on the same level. Come on, somebody hear me. Escaping out of something, but staying on the same level is no good. Don't you come out of something and stay in the plane. Don't you come out of something and stay on the same level, because you're going to have the same devil. I know they say, okay, the next level, another devil. But UTM's theory, it's not so much that at the next level that there's another devil, because we tell everybody, the next level, you need another shovel. Don't worry about the next devil. Just get another shovel so that you can dig deeper in God. Well, somebody would say, well, Bishop, wait a minute. A shovel, you're talking about going lower. Do you know that in God, the way higher is lower? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will lift you up in due time. You can't go up higher in God with no depth. You have to dig deeper in God so you can get some roots in God. Good God Almighty, you don't see them big old buildings. They don't just start from the ground up. Hallelujah. They dig down first. Hallelujah. So that they can withstand the wind, the rain, up in the high parts. So when you get ready to go to the next level, you just get another shovel. You just humble yourself more. You just dig down deeper so you can get to the mountains. Somebody need to say amen, champion. Well, Lot didn't seem to think he could go up higher. The man of God knew that something, somewhere, was going to hinder him going to the next level. And sometimes we need that hand because we're not going if God don't give us a hand. Ah, come on, somebody. We're not going unless God and we increase our faith. They told him, don't stay in the same level. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so. How about, here's a man of God that God destroyed the whole two cities. Save only you, your wife, and children. How about, see, I show favor and grace. And when he tell you the place that he has for you, he says, oh, no, Lord. God only wants his perfect will for you. Good God Almighty, and if his hands come on you, if God has dealt with you, if God is making ways for you, if God is using you, how dare you tell God, oh, no, when he comes to bless, when he comes to establish, when he comes, hallelujah, to give you his very best. Why would the man of God say, oh, no, not so. My Lord, good God Almighty, he said, not so, my Lord. Behold now, that if thy servant has found grace in thy sight, which he had, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which he had, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life, my wife, and my children. Come on, somebody. He says, and I cannot escape to the mountains. Good God Almighty. I can hear God saying, why not? Why don't you believe you can go to the next level? I want to ask somebody tonight, are you fearful to go? Do you not have the desire to go? Do you have not the love that won't let you wait? Why can't you go to the next level? Hallelujah. If you're being instructed by God, if you're being pulled by the Holy Ghost, if he will take your hand and lead you, why won't you go? Hallelujah. The man of God said, I can't go. Hallelujah. You show me grace. You show me mercy. You let me to escape. But I cannot go. Watch what he says. Let some evil take me. Ah. And I die. Something was in the man of God's spirit. There was no evil left to take him. Hallelujah. The whole city of Sodom and Gomorrah had just been smoked. There was no one but him and the angels and his family. What evil could overtake him? Hallelujah. He knew that there was something stopping him from getting all that God has for him. Something was stopping him from receiving the things of God. He said, let some evil take me and I die. He said, behold, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Sometimes we won't accept how great a thing God wants you to have. Some people don't want to receive all that God has for you. Some people is happy with just accepting just a little bit. Oh, come on, somebody. God want to give you the big city, and you want the country. Ain't nothing wrong with the country. Come on, people, guys. I got churches in the country. I love the country. I love the city. Whatever God say. But if God wants to give you large and enlarge your territory, why are you afraid to step out on God? I was talking to my apostle today, and she reminded me how you had to step out of the water. How God, Halabashanda, will freeze the water, God Almighty, so you can walk on it. Hallelujah. How many people trust in God to steal the water for you to walk? How many people is trusting God to make the sun stand still so you can fight? How many people is trusting God, hallelujah, to bring you out of what you're in so you can go to the next level? Somebody say, love won't let me wait. You need to get in a hurry, child of God, right now today. You need to understand, glory to God, that God has given you time, and he will continue to wait for you, that he will grab you by the hand if you need it. Good God Almighty, that he has just a strong desire to be with you as you have to be with him. Good God Almighty, the time is right. Good God Almighty, he'll hold you tight. Good God Almighty, I ain't singing tonight. But let love get you high. Good God Almighty, drop everything else and let the love of God get you high. Come on, somebody, tell God yes. Hey, glory to God. He said, how about, I can't go. It was some evil that he feared. He never said what it is, but it was in his spirit. He said, God, this city is near to us. It's a small city. Can I just make it there? Do you know that God would allow that because of the love he has? Good, perfect, acceptable will of God. See, you got the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But they all his will. But his desire is for you to be in the perfect will of God. But if your desire is only to be in the acceptable will, he'll take even that. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I said he'll take even that. He'll make water springs in the desert. Huh? Come on, somebody. He'll make a way out of no way. But it's according to what you want. And he said to him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Meaning that, glory to God, if you go there, Habasa, I'll honor there. Zor was going to be the next city destroyed. He said, but if you want to go there, hallelujah, I'll use you to save it. Is anybody ready to go? If you go to that church, I'll send the anointing back. If you go to that city, I'll save the city. Is anybody willing to go, hallelujah, where God can save a person? If you go to that house, if you go witness in that complex, I'll save it. Somebody has to go. Good God Almighty. Zor was ready to be next. Zor was similar to Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was very close. It was just outside the plain. Just a little higher. Just a little more morality. Just a little bit more focused. But they were similar. And Lot had a reason why he wanted to go there. And it wasn't for him. He said, there's no way we're going to make it to the top of the mountain. Can we go to Zoar? There's a similarity there. We can sit in there. It wasn't his desire. It was his fear. And I'm telling somebody tonight, don't you operate from fear. If you know God has better, hallelujah. If you know God is calling you to better, don't you let nothing, don't you let nobody, don't you let no situation cause you to compromise and operate by fear. Whatever he thought was going to overtake him was still in his spirit. Don't you let fear cause you to operate in God from a fearful position. God said, I accept. You can go there. And we won't destroy this city. He said, for the which thou hast spoken. But verse 22 comes where we get our scripture text from tonight. He said, hurry up then and get there. Glory to God. If you're praying for something, you need to be moving in the spirit as fast as you're praying. Hallelujah. You can't pray for it in the spirit and get slowful in the natural. Somebody missed that. Come on, champion. You can't pray for something in the spirit and then when you get up off your knees, start moving the opposite way. When you get up out of prayer, you slowful. Glory be to God. When you in prayer, glory be to God, you're sending them up to God and you're receiving, glory be to God, the witness in the spirit. And as soon as you get up, you're taking your time. Oh, glory be to God. He finally got God to say, amen, go to Zoar. How about? And he still lingered. They had to come to him and say, haste thee. Escape thither. God will make a way of escape, but you got to take it when the door is open. Y'all don't hear me. God will make a way to his will, but you got to take it when the door open. Glory be to God. Yeah, God will do a paradigm shift to get you in his will, but you got to move when it's open. You can't say every time I get ready to move, another jump in the pool before me. Hallelujah. But you're the one praying. You're the one waiting. You're the one who's seeing. Hallelujah. He said escape. Hallelujah. He'll make a way of escape. But we have to take it in the timing of God. We have to move in the timing of God. He told him, escape. Glory be to God. For I cannot do anything, Habasa, till thou come thither. Can I say something to you tonight, champion? You are the reason why God is blessing a lot of people. And you could be the reason why God is holding up a lot of blessings. You have to get in the flow. And the move. Because certain things God cannot do until you move. God has a lot of blessings that he cannot release until you get there. God has some gifts, hallelujah, that he's ready to restore and to release and to habasa, use you in. But he can't do it till you get there. God has some souls to be saved. But he can't save them till you get there. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight, champion. He has mighty works he wants to do to you. But he can't do it till you get there. And he says, I want to destroy this city. But I can't do it till you get there. Children of God, the whole world awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. Habasia, are you one lingering around? Are you one taking your time? Are you one, Habasanda, that's not escaping? Hallelujah. Are you one holding up God? He said, you got to give in a hurry. Because I cannot do anything till you get this urgency in your spirit. I can't do nothing till you begin to say love won't let you wait. Till you begin to want me day and night. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Till the love you have for him drives you every word out your mouth. Good God Almighty, every character of your personality. And to glory be to God, it's all about him and none about you. Love won't let you wait. He says until then, I can't do what I want to do. Hallelujah. He says, get on out of there. Therefore, the name of that place was called Zoar. Now, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. When he got his desire, when he got where he felt he could reach, a city that symbolically was parallel to Sodom and Gomorrah. A city that he preached against day and night. So it was nothing that he wanted in Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe he was thinking about his daughters who found husbands in a city like that. And maybe he said, well, if I go to Zoar, just since my son-in-laws didn't move with the move of God, maybe my daughters can find what they're looking for here. See, he compromised. He thought it was them. He said, okay, I can make it to the mountains. I can make it to Zoar, a small city, similar, that will fit right in. And they made it there in the morning. Glory be to God. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city which grew upon the ground. And they in Zoar. Getting familiar with the city. Or looking to establish themselves in the city. They had instructions from God. They had a covenant with God. The instructions was, don't look back. The covenant was, I'll make this my acceptable will in Zoar. We can do this. I had greater things for you, but I'll accept this. And God has great things for somebody, but he'll accept where you feel you can make it to. He reigned on Sodom and Gomorrah. And it was up a little higher. So I'm sure they seen the city burning. I'm sure they seen the McDonald's on fire. Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm sure, glory to God, that they seen Walmart smoked. Yeah, they even seen that little dancing hall. That little whatever clubs they are, I'm not going to go there. Some things that grab some people by the spirit that don't want to let go. Oh, yeah, that famous street that you sneak down. Uh-huh. All those little hiding places that you creep to. They seen them all on fire. But you got to look onto Jesus, the author and the furnisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that's set before you endure what's coming and give God the glory. But as they watch the city burned, we find out what was in Lot's spirit all along. Hallelujah. We knew what he knew all along. And it manifested. Verse 26 says, his wife looked back from behind him. Y'all got to talk to me tonight. I want to talk to the men of God tonight. It said his wife looked back But it didn't end there. It said that she looked back from behind him. Man of God, God did not give you eyes behind your back. Don't you worry. It's not your fault for what anybody do behind your back. Ha! Glory to God. Come on. I'm going to get some phone calls on this one. She looked back from behind his back. Eve did what she did from behind Adam's back. Y'all ain't talking to me. Sarah laughed at the angels from behind Abraham's back. She did what she did behind his back. And it's nothing you can do about people doing stuff behind your back. You got to make it to the mountain anyway. Come on, somebody. You got to make it to the next place in God anyway. You got to go on with God anyway. You can't stop regardless, no matter what somebody do behind your back, even if it's your children or your wife. Somebody say amen. Well, she looked back from behind him. And she became, see, a pillar of salt. You know what that means? She got preserved right there in that place in the spirit. That's what the pillar of salt is. The salt preserved the food. The salt seasoned. The salt was an additive. But the main thing it did, it preserved and kept locked like a refrigerator the meat. So that it wouldn't spoil so fast. It preserved it. I mean, it stayed there. And because her mind could not let go of Sodom and Gomorrah, because she could not get yesterday out of her spirit, because she couldn't get that place out of her spirit, it's not whether that she physically looked back. She was looking back in her spirit, looking back in her heart. And some spirits will grip you if you can't go forward and move forward. If you keep looking back or entertaining, it will turn you or lock you in that place and time. She got preserved right there in the spirit. Are you preserved tonight? You can't move forward. You can't move backwards. You're kind of letting time go by. You're not doing anything in God. You're not backsliding, but you're not moving forward. You just might be turning into a pillar of salt. You got to shake yourself. I ain't talking about a salt shaker, but you can become one. You got to shake yourself. How about CA? To where you can move again. You can love again. You can think again. You can cry again. You know, some people can't even lift up their hands to God anymore. The presence of God can come down and worship, and tears can't even come out their eyes anymore. The power of God can come in, and they can't even dance for the Lord anymore. You have become a pillar of salt. You have been preserved right where you won't leave. How about I say, but I speak in the spirit to somebody today. You're coming out. You're getting up. How about Sanda? Hold on, good God. The change is coming for you. But you got the desire to move forward. Somebody say, love, won't let me wait. Won't let them stay in the place that they are. You got to get up and move forward. Good God Almighty. There's a place that God wants you to be. And he wants us to get there very soon. Let me tell you something, child of God. You may have been distracted. Glory to God. Delay is not deny. You may have had to go a long way around, but your time has come. You may have been weary in the journey, but now he's ready to renew your strength. It's time to mount back up. Time to run again. It's time to believe again. It's time, glory be to God, to receive all that God has for you. Are you ready tonight, champion? Is there a love burning deep inside of you? Hallelujah. Is there a power to break every chain? Hallelujah. Coming your way. I implore you tonight. Get in the move. Get in the rain. Get in his presence. Because love shouldn't let you wait any longer. Amen. Do you love him tonight? If you love God tonight, won't you consider giving him your all? Won't you consider laying down your life? Won't you consider humbling yourself under his mighty hand, that he may exalt you in due time? Well, champion, I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. And I thank you for looking into the face of God with me tonight. Sparring in the ring with me tonight. Sharpening up our skills tonight. Causing us to love him more and more tonight. Because you ought to always be in the Word. Because if you're in the Word, you can't be disputed. That makes you an undisputed Christ-fighting child of God. Do you want to be an undisputed champion of the world? Well, come on and stay in the Word with us. Hey, man, come to blog, MCI Blog Talk Radio. We got a Friday night show, glory be to God. We got Keeping It Real McNeil. We got Sunday morning service. Come on, somebody. Won't you even won't you even pray and ask God, should you be in the move? Maybe God will have you connected in the move at MCI, where we're trying to just bless souls tonight. We just want to reach you tonight. Glory be to God. I'm not a ministry that asks for offerings. You very barely hear me to even speak on these things. But I cannot take away your ability to be blessed. I have to give you an opportunity to sow. It doesn't matter if you do or not. I've learned how to abound, and I've learned how to be in need. It doesn't even matter. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to preach the gospel. Woe is me if I don't. So I want to let you know, you can cash at Bishop Butler at $ Bishop B42. And I'll leave it as that. And you can receive your blessing in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, 2110 Darby Town Road. See, God bless you all. Love you. See you next week. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. See, I was rushing. I thought I only had 20 seconds. People of God, you can get the information if you want to lay blessings on the ministry, on MCI Blog Talk. Come on. Contact us. We're looking forward to seeing you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Too early, people of God, but those of you that are still listening, see you next week. Come on by. Amen. $ Bishop B42. That's in your Cash App. Sow a seed, so shall you be blessed. Amen. Glory to God.